All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Thursday, May 28th. I'm Kathy Werzer with NPR News. Our top story is one that's also making national news. Last night's chaos on the south side of Minneapolis. A number of businesses up and down Lake Street were broken into and looted. Some were set on fire. That was after protests yesterday afternoon near the 3rd Precinct headquarters. The four officers involved in the killing of an unarmed black man while in their custody Monday night were associated with the 3rd Precinct. A large crowd gathered outside the precinct building late yesterday, and that gathering became more tension-filled as police fired rubber bullets, flash bombs, and tear gas to push protesters back. The looting and fires continued throughout the night, with damage done to businesses as far away as Uptown. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is calling for peace, saying last night, quoting now, "We need to be doing everything possible to not have one tragedy beget more." Another protest is scheduled today in downtown Minneapolis. We know the identities of the four officers involved in the death of George Floyd. One of the officers, Derek Chauvin, was involved in two other deadly shootings, but both were ruled justified. Tu Tao was one of two officers sued for using excessive force back in 2017. That case was settled for $25,000. The other two officers are Thomas Lane and J. Alexander Kooning. In other news, Governor Tim Walz is not budging for now on rules that allow for restaurants to reopen, but only for outdoor dining. A week after the governor laid out his plan to ease restaurants back into table service on June 1st, he issued the executive order formalizing the rules yesterday. Some in the industry had hoped Walz would modify his decision to permit indoor dining, but the governor says not yet.
It won't happen before June 1st, but what I tell them is we're taking very seriously what the next step of that is. We're using the data the best that we can. We're trying to accommodate. And I would tell Minnesotans again, for every one of these things we put out, there's 1,000 exceptions to the rule. To use common sense, to mask up, we're certainly not trying to put people in a bad position.
The governor praised cities that are closing down streets or parking lots to help restaurants expand outdoor seating. Hundreds of people packed Duluth's Park Point Beach yesterday as temperatures reached the upper 70s and low 80s in the area. Duluth beaches are remaining open during the pandemic. Minneapolis has closed its beaches for the summer because of the virus. Not exactly beach weather today. Highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s across northern Minnesota, mid to upper 70s in the south, chance of morning showers, and then decreasing clouds this afternoon. Overnight lows around the region will be in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, a little windy. Highs tomorrow, lower 60s and lower 70s. For more news right now, you can stream us by going to nprnews.org or you can turn on the radio. Thanks for listening and have a good day. I'm Kathy Werzer.